Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. This Tuesday, May the 23rd, 2023. I am Tungamile Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking about the review of the primary and secondary education curriculum, which started across the country today with meetings between parents, teachers, students, officials from the education ministry, and other stakeholders. The purpose is to improve the so-called competence-based curriculum, whose phased implementation began in 2017. While admired by some, the new program, especially the aspect of it known as the Continuous Assessment Learning Activities, or CALA, is facing criticism from members of parliament, some teachers and parents who say they find themselves having to do most of the homework for their children. As a result of the enduring grumblings, government had to launch a two-day review to get people's views on record. And many parents demanded change today. According to information on the Education Ministry website, the new curriculum seeks to achieve the following, quote, motivate learners to cherish their Zimbabwean identity and value their heritage, history and cultural traditions, and to prepare them for participatory citizenship, to prepare learners for life and work in an indigenized economy, an increasingly globalized and competitive environment, to ensure learners demonstrate desirable literacy and numeracy skills, including practical competencies necessary for life, to prepare and orient learners for participation in voluntary service and leadership, and to foster lifelong learning in line with the emerging opportunities and challenges of a knowledge society. Close quote. Lee Chonanjani, Zimbabwe Omuhle, siyahlangana kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo olwe The Connection. Namhlanje sixoxa ngemihlangano yokuhlaziya uhlelo oluqondisa izifundo zabantwana olwe competence-based curriculum olulesigaba esihluphayo esaziwa ngokuthi Continuous Assessment Learning Activities kumbe iCALA. Abantu abaningi bakhala ngokuthi uhlelo lolu kumele luguqulwe ngoba lufaka umthwalo omningi emahlombe abafundi, kanti njalo befundiswa izinto ezinzima kakhulu. Abazali bathi yibo abagcina besenza ama-homework abantwana sikhathi sonke ngoba ayabe enzima kakhulu engabalingananga, ngitsho labafundi be-primary. Ngokunjalo, uhulumende usungule imihlangano yokukhulumisana labafundi, abazali, ababalisi, labanye lamhlanje ezikolo ukuze azwe imbono yabo lokuthi kuyini okungaguqulwa kulolu hlelo. Emihlanganweni yanamuhla, abazali abaningi bakhale ngokuthi bafuna uhlelo lolu luguqulwe. Kwaziwa ivatereri beStudio 7, nasimuchirongwa che Live Talk, The Connection. Tiri kutarisa misangano ya tanga nasi pakati pebazi redzidzo yepasi kana kuti primary and secondary education. Vadzidzi, vabereki uye vadzidzisi. Pamusoro peurongwa hwekuvandudzwa kwedzidzo hunozikanwa nekuti competence-based curriculum. Pasi pechirongwa ichi, pane chikamu chanetsa chinonzi Continuous Assessment Learning Activities kana kuti CALA. Vanhu vakawanda vanosanganisira nhengo dzedare reparamende, varairidzi uye vabereki, vari kuchema nekuti vana vari kudzidziswa zvidzidzo zvakaoma, izvo zvinopa kuti vabereki vave ivo vanoitira vana ava basa rechikoro. Vamwe vataura pamisangano yanhasi vanotizve, vadzidzi vekumaruva vari kusaririra nekuti chirongwa ichi chinoda zvikuru kushandiswa kwedandemutande reinternet iyo isingawanikwi kumaruva. Our reporter Rutendo Mawere spoke to one parent in Harare uyo anga achichema-chema nechirongwa chekala.
Izvezvi mwana akangoya kumba akutoti mama ndiri business kuita new curriculum. After new curriculum apedza zvemakala zviya-zviya mwana akutoita homework. After homework time dzapera mwana akutodya akwendonorara. Saka even my resources are all my schools. You find kuti akuna maresources anokwanisa anobatsira new curriculum yekutoti tingati maschools are well equipped ne maresources anobatsira vana kufacilitate new curriculum yacho. Another issue pa new curriculum ndeyekuti sometimes you find kuti maquestions are color, mostly color, ari above the level revana. Mamo ma questions like meeting taito funza kuti nai ma questions ekala muno awanepi and I had kuti anotogadzirwa nema teachers at grade level but you find kuti sometimes zvimwe yacho unovhura syllabus leso kuti zvirimo here musyllabus izvi because mostly kumba isusu vabereki tisu tiri kuitira vana makala ndochokwadi and again pamakala ipapo unyatsoona kuti mwana hapana zvaari kutomboziva hazvisi zvelevel rake hazvisi zvizera rake hazvisi zvegrade level hazvisi zveage level as well saka he new curriculum on the other side iri right zvayo because yakuembresa new technology on the other side iwo iri kukwadza vana is too much yakawandisa dai ministry yedu yeprimary and secondary education new curriculum is good but dai yagona kuti yo reduce like izvezvi vari kuita 30 at grade level they are reducing to per subject at least 3.
And in Bulawayo our correspondent Ezra Chisospanda spoke to educationist Mr. Ben Moyo.
Review lay is long overdue uhulumende vele into yenza uqala yayivele imboza abantu bachitha isikhathe esiningi bekhangela into zekhala imali echithwayo laphana lesikhathi esichithwayo kawuhambelani namamaks akhona e-30% ususuka lapho. Abanye abazali abala access to i-data, ezinye izikola zila access to data, kuyadura kugcina ngabazali abasebenzayo khonapho. Sifuna ukuthi i-curriculum futhi nxa benze review beke bekhangele ukuthi kule language groups angu-16 aku-constitution. So i-cultural heritage yethu bayikhangele zonke indimi labantu abavela kulezo ndimi besihlangani kwenzela ukuthi si promote i national unity yokubambana elizweni singakhangela ukuphela uhlangothi olunye okunye futhi silindele ukuthi i history curriculum yethu iguquke itshengise ukuba izipra lezaphula zizaphatheka kwezombangazo khathe sokukhona ngani izandla ezala kuphela ezalwayo silindele futhi ukuthi curriculum entsha iphe lanxa kule khala kusale kule 1 per subject kathi simaningi kakhulu esecondary futhi le 1 iphe umntwana indlela yokuthola i-career yakhe ibe i-director khonapho but lokhu kuhlanhlatshidwa ngalonke ngibona kungazi kusinceda.
Umnumzana Ben Moyo oyincwethi kwezemfundo ekhuluma lapho lentathelisa indaba yethu uEzra Chisospanda ekobulawayo. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with our guests tonight.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those just joining us, this is Live Talk, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. Tonight, we are talking about the review of the primary and secondary schools curriculum. Public consultations started today and ending tomorrow. Our guests tonight are Mr. Taunga Nandoro, spokesperson for the Primary and Secondary Education Ministry, Nokthula Hlabangana, Vice President of the Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, and Precious Rejoice Svanda, a Form 4 student in Bulawayo. We will also be joined by Temba Wiemoyo, spokesperson for ATUZA. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so very much for joining us. Let me start with you, Mr. Ndoro. I know you are in Masvingo. You were attending the meetings there. How did they go, and what was your main takeaway?
Oh, the meetings went very well in Masvingo and Chivi district, where I was actually monitoring the consultation that were taking place in the two districts. We managed to get quite a number, a lot of feedback from the parents and from pupils and teachers about our curriculum. And we obviously noticed that there was a lot of feedback also on the continuous assessment learning activities, which one of the challenges that I seemed to pick up was that most of the parents did not really understand the objectives of the continuous assessment learning activities. But as soon as we explained to them exactly what we are trying to achieve with the continuous assessment learning activities, they then started to appreciate where we're coming from with this continuous assessment learning activity, including the curriculum review itself. It was impressive that most of the parents did not have any challenges at all with the bulk of the curriculum. They only had queries about the continuous assessment learning activity. So we then realized that a lot more publicity and advocacy is supposed to be done to educate our parents on the objectives that we're trying to arrive at, and what we're trying to achieve with the continuous assessment learning activity, which when we explained to them, they found that this is a very novel idea. This is a very good thing. This is something that can actually make sure that Zimbabwe becomes a prosperous and middle income economy by the year 2030. Thank you.
Uko panyaya ya tirikunzwa ichibva kune vamwe vabereki kuti ndivo vari kuitira vana basa rechikoro nekuti zvavari kudzidza zvikuru sei vekupremari zvakaomesa. Haina kubuda here, hamuna kuinzwa maningi here kumasvingo ikoko?
Yabuda nyaya iyoyo yabuda, asi tisu tanga tichitotsinhira kuti hakuna mwana anofanirwa kuitirwa continuous assessment learning activity yake, nekuti zvakafanana nekuti iwe mubereki waakunyorera mwana wako dzamanishon. Kala iyi inotogiredwa samacetifiket anoenda pazimiseti paya ine 30% yainokontributa semuenzaniso. Tanga ndatinii pananditaura nevamwe abereki tiri kwatsvini uko uye ndiri kwamucheke uko ndikati zvamunoona kala iyayo vana ndo vanofanirwa kuita. Vana toti ground ibhora riri kutambwa football, soccer. Vana ndo vatambi vari kutamba maplayers. Maticha edu ndo makochi vanokocha vana. Masapota vanenge vari kumateresi vaivai vanobhadhara kupinda mustadium ndivi vabereki.
Saka iwe supporter ukatanga kupinda mu ground rebhora uchida kubatsira mwana wako kundogohweta wozi kuti mwana wako anogona bhora unenge watokanganisha iwe murairi ukatanga uri coach woda kupinda mu ground rebhora woda kugohweta mwana wako wogwata mwana wako anogona unenge watokanganisha hapana maskills anenge akwanisa kuitika panelana vedu saka tiri kuti isusu vana ngavarambe vachiita makala avo vega vanogaidwa nevadzidzisi vedu vachinzita kala rako rakadai rakadai vachiita vachidzoka vachidzonzi no vokotwa zvakandakanaka vabereki vachivabatsirawo nekuvasapota kuti he vaita makala ako here usati vandovata tarisai kuti vaita makala ako kwete kuti vavaitire kwete kuti vadzidzisi vavaitire kwete kuti vabereki vatsvage umwe munhu anovaitira makala anenge achitovauraya vana ivavo nekuti zvimwe zvakafanana nekuti vabereki vavo kana vavaridzi vavo vanenge vakutonyerera vana ivavo mazimadishoni saka patazvotsanangura takadaro havanzwa kufara chaizvo vabva vaziva kuti aiwa kala inofanirwa kuitwa nemwana ende aya atori mamasi aanokwanisa kutowana 30% yekuti paanozonyora zamanishoni rake regrade 7 kana reform 4 kana reform 6 anokwanisa kunge atori kana ne 25% kana 27% kana 23% yaanenge atowana kare angosara nekuzongowana imwe ishoma kuti abva apara.
Thank you, Deva Ndoro, and please do stay on the line. And speaking from experience, I remember my niece, then she was in grade 7, she's now in form 2. I didn't know makala every day, homework. And I would do like pretty much everything for her. And I ended up saying, no, I'm not doing this anymore because you are not learning anything. And at the same time, I felt like, you know, this is too tough for primary school students. But that's just my experience. We also have Unokthula Hlabangana, PTUZ, Vice President. Ms. Hlabangana, I know your union has previously raised concerns about the new curriculum, especially color. What are those concerns?
Good evening to everyone. Our major concern as an organization is that the number of colors that the learners are supposed to do, we feel the number is too much. That's why you see a lot of plagiarism taking place, a lot of copying happening because of the number. You can imagine at a secondary school, my son has been 10 subjects and is expected to write 5 colors per subject, meaning at the end of 2 years, he should have written about 50 colors. So it is our concern that at the same time, there is no budget allocation towards these colors. It's actually draining the parents are the ones who have to fork out money to go and make sure research is done, the printing of pictures or the printing of, or the typing and printing of the projects that they've done. So our plea as an organization is that as the reviews are being done, I also participated today. Majority of the parents, although in the questions that the ministry drafted, there's no specific question really that is touching an issue on color, except when we had to record on other responses, but it's not really giving much space for parents or teachers or learners to express the issue of a number of colors and the request, right? The request from the majority of us as a teachers union or parents or myself speaking on behalf of parents or as a parent as well or as a teacher as well is that the number needs to be reviewed, the number of colors that learners are expected to do the subject. I feel the number is just too high and it leads to a lot of learners copying each other or plagiarism taking place. So I thought that part really is need for review.
Indaba yokuthi abantwana abasemaphandleni ikakhulu uhlelo lolulu bachiya emuva ngoba most of the times kumele abafundi bangene ku internet benza ama homework kodwa emakhaya ogogo abantwana abaningi bahlala labo gogo kabafundanga lanxa befundile imali yokuthenga idata abaningi babe bengelayo ikukhalakhala elikuzwileyo yini lokho kuma-consultations anamuhla?
Izikole zisemakhaya ikakhulu ezi-down deep there abala yona inethiwekhi ngokwayo singakafiki ku-issue yedatha vele ngikhangele yithetho lotho abala yona inethiwekhi ebambayo efonini ukuthi futhi bakwanisile ukuthi bazathola imali yedatha bagugle bavele abala kuthi abazali bona abakhona uzuthi laba basejobheni kobulawayo abazali umzali yakhona ebhizi fona ngoba singaze sithini sithi amakhala lawo kumele kube ngumntwana ozibhalelayo yomzali kavunyela ukungena egrawundini yokubhala amakhala yezidatha yase ministry uministry khe kukhangeleleyo ukuthi umntwana azenzela ikhala but into eyiyo eyenzakalayo especially emadorobheni la abazali babhizi yiba babhalayo amakhala bengaze kudina iministry idinayo ithini ithi kurongo kumbe ithini but yinto eyenzakalayo ngenxa yani ngoba amakhala lawo abuya anzima for ilevu yabantwana two umzali engasekuthatha kuyi-responsibility yakhe ngoba umzali i-desperate ukuthi umntwana ipase but umzali ekhaya yena uwef ngoba one dazimix dazilitho ngala la muntu azambuzayikhona angathi mama sigijini ugogo yeke omakhelwane ethi mana ngiye kuza ikhala kamandla le umtakabhuda wamahlala la ekhaya akulo ngamsiza vele so ukuthoyo ukuthi abantwana basemadorobheni bazahlala bephumelele okungcono ezifundweni zabo ukudlula abantwana bemakhaya ngoba bemadorobheni bale-opportunity yokuthi abazali babo baguge bakwazi ukuthola idatha le-nethiwekhi balayo emakhaya abalanethiwekhi bala abazali abangenala information abangenala ndawo zokuthi baguge abethini kubuye nxase kunaw konke kuyafanana nje i-marking scheme yabifanana i-moderation izobifanana e-band of hotel
siyabonga
kunzima vele isithi emntwaneni osemakhaya la kumzali osemakhaya kunzima singakafiki vele isho ukuthi kumele bebhadale iprinting abalayo ne-printing nge-network abalayo so kusalayo ukuthi sithi abantwana bemakhaya bazasiyela vele abedorobheni besiya phambili abemakhaya besiya emuva.
Siyabonga Mahlabangana. Nokuthula Hlabangana, Vice President of the Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe. Please do stay on the line. We also have Mr. Taungana Ndoro, Education Ministry spokesperson. And now let's go to Precious Rejoicer Spanda, a Form 4 student in Kwabulawayo. Good evening, Rejoice. Let's dive in. What's your experience with color? And the new curriculum. I know you are sitting for your final exams, Form 4 exams this year. Are there any challenges? What's your assessment?
Yes, there are a lot of challenges we are facing with colors. First, we have AMA shortages for AMA resources. Jogutti, Airtizer, and Skolo. Ufike endlini uthole ingelamagezi ikhala yayo ifuna ukuthayipha iyophrintisa le mali yokuphrintisa iyayo ingekho sometimes sayesesidalela akazali amakhala emcina engasazwisisi lutho umzali ngeyayo sebhala nokuthi yaswela lesikhathi for ukustada endlini sezikhala esikolo lakho ilise abaleseni senza abakhala itichathi akulanto ezayenza hlala ikhasi yonke yenza amakhala ngaphatha singasela sikhathi ukuthi ibali so ama-exams si-prepare and okunye sayifuna le datha i-inthanethi every colour kwamele ugugle ukuze ibuje idinge i-internet ibhale ukhali type iprint.
Ngezinye indlela Rejoice lapha uthi i-part ye-curriculum okuthiwa yikhala leyo ithatha isikhathi esiningi okwakuthi ligcina lingasakhona ukwenza omunye umsebenzi wesikolo. Ukhona ubabuta ungananduro lapha isikhulumeli sogatsha lwezemfundo. Nxa ungakhuluma laye kuyini okumqoka ofuna bakulungisise?
Angakulungisela khona engasidisela ikhala baphonga ukuthi one color per subject ngoba omunye ayasiza 10 subject kumele ayenza amakhala angu-5 per subject iyabe ngasela sikhathi so bengasenzela ukuthi each subject bafake one color ayi kungasinceda lokho kakhulu sithole lesikhathi sokustudy ama-exams.
Siyabonga Precious aqhubeka ukubambila. Ndizoke kwamuri abandoro muri kunzwa apo Precious mudzidzi form 4 ari kutaura kuBulawayo kuhanzi dai matinzwirawo tsitsi marejisa makala koitwa one color per subject uye ari kuchema nenyaya dzedata nema shortage electricity. Pachidimbu muri muchazvigadzira sei izvozvo?
Nyaya taizeya futi nevabereki uye nevadzidzi tichitaura kuti kala iyi vanofanira kunzwisisa kuti use amaresources ari available to you kuti uite kala yako. So if you do not have resources, if you are in a rural or remote area, there is no electricity, there is no internet, you can still do your color focusing on a research area or a problem within your community that you want to solve. So you solve with whatever is available within your resources. Let me give you another example. Toti Jusu Uruda kuita color yokuka dira juice, orange juice. Nema orange juice asi haugari kuchizve nekunana bhindura kana mazoo. Vanogara kumazoo vanogadzirisa orange juice nema orange. Vaya vanogarawo kukunkai nekunana chipinde vakaona mauyu vanotora mauyu iyayo vogadzirisa juice iyoyo nemauyu iyayo. Vaya vanobvawo kumwenezi vanotora mapfura yaya vogadzirisa juice iyoyo nekuti ndo ari kuwanika munzvimbo nemunharaunda yavari.
Thank you.
Hakuna maorange ari
thank you. The Vandoro, we are running out of time, but ngibuye kuwe Mahlabangana in 30 seconds. Give us your last word. What's the way forward?
My last words will plead with the ministry to say there is need for in-service training for teachers, and there is no way that we can separate the issue of the implementation of the curriculum away from the teacher motivation or teacher salaries. It's an issue. Pay teachers well, everything else will become easy for everyone. That one is it.
Thank you. I'm sorry we have to leave it there. Ms. Sabangana, Nokthula Sabangana, Vice President we PTUZ. We also heard from Ubabuta Ungananduro, isikhulumeli sogatsha lwezemfundo, and we also heard from Precious Rejoice Spanda, a Form 4 student in Bulawayo. Good night, Zimbabwe.